Chapter 45. Gabrielle Ashe had no idea what to make of the documents now spread out before her on Marjorie Tench's desk. The pile included photocopied letters, faxes, transcripts of phone conversations, and they all seemed to support the allegation that Senator Sexton was in covert dialogue with private space companies. Tench pushed a couple of grainy black-and-white photographs toward Gabrielle. "I assume this is news to you." Gabrielle looked at the photos. The first candid shot showed Senator Sexton getting out of a taxi in some kind of underground garage. "Sexton never takes taxis." Gabrielle looked at the second shot, a telephoto of Sexton climbing into a parked white minivan. An old man appeared to be in the van waiting for him. "Who is that?" Gabrielle said, suspicious the photos might be faked. "A big shot from the SFF. Gabrielle was doubtful. "The Space Frontier Foundation?" The SFF was like a union for private space companies. It represented aerospace contractors, entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, any private entity that wanted to go into space. They tended to be critical of NASA, arguing that the U.S. space program employed unfair business practices to prevent private companies from launching missions into space. "The SFF," Tench said, "now represents over 100 major corporations, some very wealthy enterprises who are waiting eagerly for the Space Commercialization Promotions Act to be ratified." Gabrielle considered it. For obvious reasons, the SFF was a vocal supporter of Sexton's campaign, although the senator had been careful not to get too close to them because of their controversial lobbying tactics. Recently, the SFF had published an explosive rant charging that NASA was in fact an illegal monopoly, whose ability to operate at a loss and still stay in business represented unfair competition to private firms. According to the SFF, whenever AT&T needed a telecom satellite launched, several private space companies offered to do the job at a reasonable $50 million. Unfortunately, NASA always stepped in and offered to launch AT&T's satellites for a mere $25 million, even though it cost NASA five times that to do the job. Operating at a loss is one way NASA keeps its grip on space, the SFF lawyers accused, and taxpayers pick up the tab. "This photo reveals," Tench said, "that your candidate is holding secret meetings with an organization that represents private space enterprises." Tench motioned to several other documents on the table. "We also have internal SFF memos calling for huge sums of money to be collected from SFF member companies in amounts commensurate with their net worth and transferred to accounts controlled by Senator Sexton. In effect, these private space agencies are anteing up to put Sexton in office. I can only assume he has agreed to pass the commercialization bill and privatize NASA if elected." Gabrielle looked at the pile of papers, unconvinced. "Do you expect me to believe that the White House has evidence that its opponent is engaged in profoundly illegal campaign finance, and yet, for some reason, you're keeping it secret?"
"What would you believe?"
Gabrielle glared.
"Frankly, considering your skills for manipulation, a more logical solution seems that you're plying me somehow with phony documents and photos produced by some enterprising White House staffer and his desktop publishing computer."
"Possible, I admit, but not true."
"No? Then how did you get all these internal documents from corporations? The resources required to steal all of this evidence from so many companies certainly exceeds the grasp of the White House."
"You're right. This information arrived here as an unsolicited gift."
Gabrielle was now lost.
"Oh, yes," Tench said. "We get a lot of it. The president has many powerful political allies who would like to see him stay in office. Remember, your candidate is suggesting cuts all over the place, a lot of them right here in Washington. Senator Sexton certainly has no qualms about citing the FBI's bloated budget as an example of government overspending. He's taken some pot shots at the IRS, too. Maybe someone at the Bureau or at the service got a little annoyed.